Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincha. And this is day 23 of 365 days of gentle parenting. So yesterday again was a very absent parenting day because I was busy on video calls for almost 8 hours. And rest of the time that I had in my hands, it went off in just having the meals and checking on with the kids about what they were up to and what they wanted to do or what they would do. And the kids went and kids had an afternoon nap, which is very unusual in my house with my kids especially. So yes, it was a day of absent parenting. Another significant thing that happened yesterday was that I took the kids to their drawing class. So obviously the kids have not been anywhere like to a class, to an activity class for any year now. But I just realized that it's time to take the kids back and bring in some semblance of, some more semblance of routine, I would say. So the kids were really happy. Nikunj was so enthusiastic that he came home and immediately started working on his homework and even made an extra drawing. Now, coming from Nikunj, my elder son, who is not very keen on activities that make him sit at a place, I would say that was a welcome change. And I am looking forward to how, actually, I have realized that ever since I came back from Chandigarh, I see that my elder son has become more responsible, become more perceptive. He still wants to have fun, jump around in the house, spend as much time as possible outdoors. But he's become much more responsible in understanding what is it that he's required to do. Now that is a double-edged sword, you know, the child growing up too fast. So one way I feel happy and relieved that finally the kid is growing up. And on the other end, you feel part of your heart breaking down because the childlikeness, the child, the carefree days of childhood seem to be getting over soon. So I have very mixed feelings about that. And so at night, the kids went to sleep a little late and I had some time to reflect while I watched them play. There was a time that if they were awake until midnight, I would lose it. I would just be so angry or worked up. Worked up is the right word. I would be so worked up that I would threaten the kids, be angry, threaten the kids, and force them to sleep. Yesterday, I was quite cool with it. I was like, okay, fine. They've slept in the afternoon. Let them have some fun. It's okay. And then it made me think that what made me come this far. So it's not been a short journey. It goes much beyond the 22 days of 365 days of gentle parenting challenge that I'm up against. But it goes back almost 2-3 years when I started meditating. So yeah, obviously my state of mind was always that of the one that I was worked up. So when you live in a joint family with 6 to 7 other adults and you have a long day every day, waking up early in the morning and going back to sleep late at night because the household chores have not wound up, and there's still your husband who hasn't arrived and you want to have dinner with him, or you have to prepare breakfast for him because he's going to leave early, you tend to get worked up. And I'm not the kind of person who has an afternoon nap. So yes, I used to get worked up a lot. And obviously, you know, as a mother, I have always felt that a lot of what I say, do, or react to my children comes from the fact that I am in a worked up state of mind already because of my surroundings. And also the optimism or the pessimism in my surroundings gets to my nerves. And as an aftermath, my behavior towards my kids is affected. So they say, you know, in Indian households, they say that sare ghar ka gussa bachchon pe nikal jata hai. And it's almost accepted. And it's ridiculous and it's inhuman. I am also guilty of similar attitude. Unconsciously, of course, because I won't like that. But unconsciously, I have been guilty of doing that. And coming to think of it now, it looks unbelievable. It almost looks unbelievable that how could I do something like that? But it's natural. It's understandable and it's natural. It happens. Kids definitely are the weak spots, you know, they are the weak targets, and they give you a lot of opportunities. I also agree to that, you know, when with their carefree attitude, and if they are free-spirited like my kids, who come up with all their spirited behavior in the form of jumping around the house and shouting at the top of their voices, it's easy to let go of all your steam on your kids. But yes, as I told you, I've come quite far. I have grown as a mother. I have evolved as a mother. I've come too far. And so if you're a parent who reacts too easily or worries too much, I'm sure you feel the need for a magical wand to help you keep calm. And of course, there are many ways, many motivators to get you to practice positive parenting. What helped me, one of the first tools that I used, was to tame my mind to stay positive. And that was the spiritual way that helped me a lot in my pursuit of positive parenting. My God, so many P's. So, spiritual way is, in one word, the meditation. Now, the medical dictionary defines meditation as a practice of concentrated focus upon a sound, object, visualization, breath, movement, or attention itself, in order to increase awareness of the present moment. It helps you reduce stress, it promotes relaxation, and enhances personal and spiritual growth. So how does meditation help in positive parenting? Of course, the first thing is it reduces stress and anxiety. That is the universal benefit of meditation. And they say that only if you are at peace inside, you will be able to take account of any situation in its entirety. You need peace of mind to understand the fears and anxieties of your child and take a constructive, corrective approach towards their problems. So yes, meditation helps calm your nervous system. And one of the obvious after effects is that your stress and anxiety are reduced. The second benefit of meditation is that it reinstates your optimism. So, you see, a lot of times therapists prescribe mood elevators. Now, meditation is a natural mood elevator, and this I am telling you from personal experience, that meditation and a spiritual bend of mind increase one's ability to accept what exists around us. And only if you're devoid of judgment, you will be able to curb the wish to change things by force. And here we're talking about kids, that we want our kids to change according to our will, according to our whim and fancy. And once you are in a calmer state of mind and you are able to accept that kids will be kids, then you don't lose it. You rather devise a more cool-headed strategy to actually manipulate kids. I know that's a wrong word to use, but I have no other better word. It is to manipulate kids into listening to you and agreeing to you and making your children happy while they are happy. I would say not making them happy, but while they are happy. And that's an art. That is an absolute art which I lack completely. But yes, I am able to these days, I am able to shift my kids' moods from being tantrum prone or crying or upset, and I'm able to shift them to a different mood. And I think that also comes with practice and building up muscle memory. So I will in the future someday share a couple of instances wherein I was able to shift my kids' moods, because I'll have to start maintaining a diary for that. So until then, yeah, just remember that it is possible. So when you say that you can manipulate the kids, it's actually it maneuver the kids' moods into being more calm and likable and peaceful. That's there. Another great advantage of meditation is that it leads to increase in physical efficiency. Now, once you have won over stress and anxiety and are filled with positive thoughts, your zeal to do more and get more done also spikes up. So a lot of times what happens is that because we are mentally tired or physically tired, we lose it on our kids. And meditation helps you increase your efficiency. You don't get tired mentally, you don't get worked up physically. And of course, as a parent, you need a lot of energy to keep up with your kids' physical needs, because kids are working at a much higher energy level than us parents. We have to internalize this fact that kids will always have that high level of energy. So we want to match that energy. I think meditation is a good way. Building stamina through exercise, of course, is the number one way. But to increase that mental and physical efficiency, yes, meditation helps a lot. And then sometimes you are exhausted emotionally, you feel vulnerable as a mother or in any other role that you are playing apart from mother, because none of us women is just a mother. We play a multitude of roles, and of course that could be a case that when you are emotionally tired or emotionally drained because of some other reason, you lose your ability to be a calm mother. And revival of emotional and mental energy then becomes a very important task. And trust me, meditation helps you in that like anything. So you may be able to revive yourself physically through a short nap, but meditation will help you revive your energy at all three levels. So that is physical, emotional and mental level. As a result, you're less likely to lose your calm as a parent and understand your kids' emotional and mental state with more compassion. One big advantage, or one last advantage, but a big one, of meditation is that it makes you more aware of yourself. So it's like, you must have heard or experienced that sometimes without any intention to cause any harm, you lose your control, you lose your temper on your kids. And once you have let off the steam, you realize, oh God, what did I do? So what has happened here is that while your temper was rising, you know, while the mercury was rising up to your head, you weren't aware of it. You became aware of the void once that steam was let off. So with meditation, what happens is that you can actually see it coming. You become so aware of your emotional state, of your mental state, of the thoughts and the physiology changing in your body. You become so aware of it that you can see it coming. Or if you don't see it coming, once you have started, that awareness and alertness will strike you hard and make you stop. So these days, what happens with me, or rather, what happened with me on day 21, I guess, or 20, was it? So one of these days, when I mentioned in my episode that I lost it on Lucky because he was not writing his alphabets, and it took me 45 to 50 seconds, within a minute, I would say, let me not be specific about seconds, but yes, within a minute of me shouting at him and raising my voice at him, I could stop myself. I told myself that shut up, you don't need to shout. This can be handled in a different manner. It's possible to do that. And that I could do because I have now become aware of how my temper is working around my body and mind and emotions. So yes, that is, you know, one of the most intrinsic benefits of meditation, that you become so alert and aware of your state of mind, of your emotions, of your physiology, that life does become quite easy. It becomes easy for you to, you know, just sail through the experience called parenting. So that's about it from my end today. And as I told you, this entire month is going to be a little swampy because I have too many things on my plate and I need to figure out my priorities and get the tasks ticked off once completed, one by one. So let's see how I'm able to manage my parenting account of day, and I hope I'm able to keep my calm even through these swamp days. So that's about it from my end. This was Anupriya Chaudhary and you were listening to Mommy Tincture. This was day 23 of 365 days of gentle parenting.